The first such meeting took place under Pope John Paul II back in 1998, a pope who the new ecclesial movements hold in high regard, because he saw them as a flowering of the Holy Spirit. Groups such as Communion and Liberation, the Schoenstatt, and the Neo-Catechumenate arose around the time of the Second Vatican Council, and Pope John Paul saw them as one of the Council's most important fruits. Now, 8 years later, they're meeting with a new pope, Benedict XVI, the president of the Pontifical Council for the Laity. Archbishop Stanislaw Rilko says these new movements have nothing to fear. The cardinal says Pope Benedict looks at the movements with great hope and sees in them a providential gift for the Church of our times. The cardinal continues by saying that thanks to their respective charisms, the movements have developed educational programs of exceptional effectiveness and are forming knowledgeable, mature Christians. Members of the movements, he says, are people with a strong Christian identity and are aware of their vocation and of their mission in the Church and the world. Despite this, the new movements have met with difficulties in some places. Often enthusiastic, they can bring an unfamiliar spirituality with them. This is especially true since so many of the movements are international, yet carry the charism of founders from a very distinct place and even time. And this can sometimes cause, well, confusion in translation. Cardinal Rilko says these concerns are usually overblown.
Dove c'è la vita, sorgono anche delle tensioni, delle difficoltà.
He points out that where there springs new life, there are also tensions and difficulties. The cardinal emphasizes that in most cases, the movements are gifts welcomed with gratitude and not a problem. He does quote John Paul II, though, and says the movements should be introduced into the local church in a spirit of humble service, and that for their part, bishops should welcome them with a paternal and cordial attitude. The World Congress ends on Friday, and on Saturday, members of the movements and communities will meet with Pope Benedict in St. Peter's Square on the Vigil of Pentecost, the Feast of the Holy Spirit. I'm Charles Collins.